We are so used to God's support, maybe we forget that it is even there. God has promised us over and over that God will always be with us, that He will never leave. Now, I'm going to scoot through some scripture real quick here, so have your pen or pencil ready. God promises in Genesis 28:15, in Psalm 9:10, 37:25, 94:14. How about Isaiah 41? And on and on and on, that God will not forsake us. God will not leave us or abandon us. Even in our loneliest moments, we can know and be assured that God is right here with us. Deuteronomy 4:39 says, "So acknowledge today and take to heart that the Lord is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other." How about an amen on that one? Psalm 68:8 says, God makes a home for the lonely. Yeah. God is always with you. Remember Jeremiah 1:4 through 8? Remember that? "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, God says, I consecrated you." Do not be afraid, for I am with you. In order to point out how lonely people can be, Charles Swindoll talks about how this man offered this ad as an illustration in a Kansas newspaper. It read, "I will listen to you talk for 30 minutes without comment for $5. Swindoll said, "Sounds like a hoax, doesn't it?" But the person was serious. Did anybody call? Absolutely. It wasn't long before this individual was receiving 10 to 20 calls a day. The pain of loneliness was so sharp that some were willing to try anything for a half an hour of companionship. Are you one of those people today looking for companionship? Are you looking for a meaningful relationship, but you're in the boat alone? God wants you to have that meaningful relationship with Him, but how do we find that relationship with God? James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you." Draw near to God through prayer and through worship, through contemplation, and doing what God created you to do. You know one of the ways that you can give God glory? Is by doing exactly what God created you to do.